Number two is a rezoning for 315 Gateway Road under file DAZ224 of 2011, and in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item number three is a variance at 315 Gateway Road under file DAV164349 of 2011D. Okay. Mr. Chairman, if memory serves me correctly, I believe that the committee closed representations on this item, so if we wanted to...
Did we close representations?
I believe we did.
Is that the
That was the last motion, yes.
And
we can reopen them. It's not an issue.
What's your will?
I move to reopen the public hearing.
Okay. So, Councillor Rawadi is reopening public delegations to be heard on this matter. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. So, the applicant, Mr. Wan.
Councillors, Ray Wan, the Ray Wan Architect, unit 1250 Wakefully. Subsequent to our last meeting, there was a recommendation from the area councillor to have the Onward Group to carry out a further discussion with our neighbor, the Pelzer. And the meeting did take place. And we thank you for your recommendation and encouragement to proceed with that process. The two groups did meet, and including the planner, and I think Kim, you were part of that meeting, were you at that meeting? Michael was at the meeting. Sorry. And again, we appreciate the encouragement. The outcome was very positive, and they have reached an agreement in terms of placement of the proposed two apartment blocks that we're proposing, which the new location or the location of the proposed buildings do not impact on the nature of the original application. There's no additional variances or additional changes other than the placement of it. So what we have done here is, as per the planner's request last week, we have come up with a revised site plan on the original application, if I may. If you can't hear me, Councilor, let me know the microphone. During our last meeting, the presentation of the two buildings are further apart and slightly further south from the easement area of Hydro, where the City of Winnipeg easement along the north side. And what we have done, other than talking about the approach location or future approach location on Gateway and Lexington and Springfield, the church group and the housing group have met with Mr. DeFair and his representatives. And what we have done is we combined the building closer and move it further north, closer to the easement area, which it will not shed a negative impact to the neighborhood to the north of Springfield Road. And what that does is allow the a lot more openness to the future development of the Palliser property, which this is the line that they were concerned of for the triangular piece of the property over here. So if we can draw your attention to the location of the existing church, this is the outmost south corner of the existing church. And the building is aligned with the outmost south extent of the existing church. So that what that does is give a much better vista to the balance of the site of the Palliser property or any future development, the Palliser development. This subsequent plan has been emailed back to the planner this morning. We just got this all done yesterday, and it's been sent back to the planner for their review and comment in terms of the overall site landscaping, site setting, and parking layout, and so on. The overall layout is remained similar to what you have seen prior or as per the original application, and what we have done here is we add the planting detail for the administration to further review. And as part of the condition, we have to come back for plan approval. The final landscaping plan, building design, and site element detailing will have to come back for your review anyway. So we have shown the intent of the landscaping to the planner as of this morning.
Was there anything else, Mr. Wan?
I have also subsequently received the revised planner report, and in a quick glance of it, I believe the closing out with the gateway approach was identified in the report as part of the condition. As part of the application, we're also asking for a new approach off Springfield. So if, based on our detailed review with Alcline, whether Lexington, when Lexington will get open up in terms of schedule, is not hinging, our development is not hinging on Lexington. So is not a negative impact or negative report per se. So as long as we can have an access to the site, as long as we're not landlocked, and this appeared to be not the case. So we read the report and then are in agreement with the report, except item number 7, our client would like to plead the case on item number 4 with regard to the 10% dedication, but I'll leave that on until maybe at the closing of the hearing, if you allow.
Okay. Any other questions of Mr. Wan?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay.
Just trying to refresh my memory here. There was a parking variance involved before?
There was before, but in this case, we're also expanding the entire parking area, which is reflected on the revised site plan. And I believe that revised site plan was also shown at our last hearing.
It was shown there, but you, yes. You still hadn't. Did you have a? Is there a new count as the number of stalls you have on there now?
Yes, we have.
My concern is on the south side of the property. We're still not showing the connectivity from the apartment blocks and the site to Gateway and the Northeast Pioneers Greenway pedestrian trail.
Yeah, the connectivity for the pedestrian, we need to work with the planner and see what the we want to offer the opportunity to work with the planning
okay.
department to draw a final recommended landscaping plan. It's a hurry up, do an overall master landscaping plan just to make sure the bylaw, the intent of the minimum requirement of the bylaw can be met, but all the other subsequent detail, and we like to have the opportunity to work with the planner also.
Right.
So there's still need a consultation process that we will be asking for.
Is there some way of approving this today but still allowing some of the site works to come back here? I mean, I'm ready to do foundation permits and whatever else potentially, but...
Sure. Well, in order to do that, if we want to issue foundation permits, the applicant would need to make an application for plan approval, for a foundation, so we can approve building location.
Okay.
In terms of
landscaping
elements, that can
be
a separate part of their plan approval application. They don't have to happen all at once.
Okay.
The condition is quite clear on your report, item 2.8.2, that I still have to come back for plan approval process, so
I
need your approval.
Good.
Okay?
Thank you.
So your option on the land with the church does include, they're aware that it would include the requirement for you to do site plan improvements, which would have the connectiveness going across their property to the west?
To Gateway.
Right, to the west, yes. From the building.
Yes, we understand.
So they're aware of that.
That was made quite clear by Area Councilor Jeff.
All right. Any other questions with Mr. Wan?
Yeah, before you close the public representation, I'd like to invite our client to...
You will have an opportunity to come back up, Mr. Wan, if you do wish to respond to anything you might have heard in delegations. We'll hear the delegations, unless you wish to add something at this point. Is there anything you wish to...
You can speak now. Yeah, to item number 4.
Just bring up a second chair there. Sorry about that. Your name and address, if you could. Thanks.
James Heinrichs. I'm the CEO of Dawnwood Manor, and I'm at 33 Southwell Road.
Hi, James. Go ahead.
So thank you very much for the opportunity to speak, and thank you to Ray for the work that he's done. What we're doing is we're looking at and are seeking the committee's consideration to waive the land dedication fee of 10%. We understand that this has happened in the past, maybe not most recently, but we know that this used to be a practice, and we're asking for your consideration based on the hardship that it would be for the church and the project, both of which are nonprofit organizations, to proceed with a project that would provide housing for seniors within the North Kildonan Gateway area community. So thank you for just being able to present that.
Okay, any questions?
Just confirming, this is seniors?
It's going to be 55 plus.
55 plus?
Yeah.
And the group running it is considered a nonprofit.
Yeah, Dawnwood. The Dawnwood Group is a nonprofit organization that has sites across the city.
Okay, I'm familiar with Dawnwood. I wasn't 100%
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no, it, and we've been around since 1970.
Right.
And we have sites.
No, certainly.
Yeah. So across, especially North Kildonan, but also across from Polo Park as well.
Okay. Excellent. Okay.
Any other questions? Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. as the applicants, you'll have an opportunity to come back up again, anything you may have heard to respond to. We have a number of people registered here, and again, if you're here and you don't wish to speak, you don't have to speak. You just want to be registered in support or in opposition or for information, you can do that by just registering it. Your name is recorded as such. But if you do wish to speak, if you could try to keep your comments to something new that maybe we haven't heard, or also limit them to up to 10 minutes, just so we can ensure that everybody has an equal say. First person registered in support, I'll call those registered in support first. Peter Uhrt, registered in support. Do you wish to speak, sir? No? Okay, so you're in support. Thank you. Peter Rempel, registered in support. Do you wish to speak, Mr. in support? Okay, thanks very much, Mr. Rempel. Ed Raslaff, do you wish to speak, Ed? No? Registered in support? Thank you. Tom Weeb? Registered in support?
Yes.
Do you wish to speak, Mr. Weeb? No. Okay. Heinrich Weeb?
Yeah.
Registered in support. Do you wish to speak, Mr. Weeb?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Carl Kavenhauer? Here. Do you wish to speak, Carl?
Yeah.
Okay. Come forward. I have you registered in support?
Yes.
Okay.
Just want to add to what
just
I
your,
said.
Just your name and address, because it's all recorded.
Carl Townhoven, 70 Garner Trail.
Okay.
Just add to what I said last time. I'm obviously in support of this, and was involved in working with the agreement and stuff, and I just want to say it was a very positive thing, and it was very good. And thank you for the suggestion to do that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Diane Dawinski? Sorry. Hi, come on forward and state your name correctly. Slaughtered it, and your address for the record.
It's Diane Dawoski Bakir of 70 Lexington Park. It could have been Clark, but Clark is not a discussion point. I would like to take the opportunity to thank the councillors here for their last recommendations for the meeting with our neighbors. That meeting has occurred, as has been indicated. It was a positive meeting. Out of that meeting came an agreement between the parties, namely the owner of the land being the Mennonite Brethren Church and Donwood. I've submitted the agreement to the administrator, and we would ask that the agreement be part of the development agreement as it basically runs with the land. So we would ask that consideration be given to incorporate it as part of the development agreement.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you very much. We appreciated the opportunity.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? No? Thanks very much. We've given it to our planner to look at, so
thank you.
Willie Jansen, registered in support. Do you wish to speak, Mr. Jansen?
Okay.
Kathy Plett, registered in support. Do you wish to speak, Ms. Plett?
No.
Okay. Henry Bergen, registered in support. Do you wish to speak, Mr. Bergen? Thank you. Walter Foth. Do you wish to speak, Mr. Foth? You're registered in support. Gertrude Jean-Paul? Do you wish to speak, Madam Jean-Paul? No? Registered in support. Thank you. Tony Plett? You're registered in support. Do you wish to speak? Okay. Thank you. Paul Bogue? Registered in support. Do you wish to speak? Thank you. And Mary Unroth? Registered in support. Do you wish to speak, Ms. Unruh? Thank you. I have a number of folks registered for information. Is there anybody else here registered in support who wishes to be registered in support? If you do, this is your opportunity to give to let the clerk know. Anybody else who wishes to be registered in support? Seeing none, I'm going to move on to those who are registered or wish to be in opposition. Anybody here in opposition to this item? Anybody here registered in opposition to this item or wish to be in opposition to this item? If you do so, please let the clerk know. Seeing none, I'll move to those who are registered for information. Harder Victor, registered for information. Do you wish to speak, Mr. Victor?
No.
Okay, thank you. Lorraine Garlinski, registered for information. Do you wish to speak, Ms. Garlinski? Okay. Art and Sarah Martins, registered for information. Do you wish to speak? Okay, thank you. Peter and Sharon Witkowitz, do you wish to speak, registered for information? Well, if you wish to ask any questions, this is your opportunity to do so. If there's anything specific that you want to ask, and then we would try to obtain that information. Otherwise, there would have been information online. The planners have information. The applicant has information. I'm sure it would be possible. I'm sure they'd be able to. They're prepared to share. Yes. So, would you like to see them now? Okay. All right. What we'll do is when they come back forward, I'll ask. It's not new information, so I'll ask Mr. Wan to be able to show you as well, since it was directed towards us. So that's a good point. Thank you very much. John and Lydia Clausen, registered for information. Do you wish to speak? No? Okay. Anybody else registered for information? Anybody else registered for information? Seeing none, I'll ask the applicant to come back forward, who is actually Mr. Wan. There was nothing in terms of opposition to respond to, but other than the point was raised in terms of, could you just take a minute, Mr. Wan, and just point out?
I apologize for that.
Not a problem. It's.
These were the only amendments I was making, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I think so, too. Yes. So that's already built in now. All that, the rest of it's in there.
Yeah.
I'll just go this way.
Was I a little hard on Council one?
Just the sidewalk is in there so far. The other two are not in there yet.
Okay. Okay, and those so what I made last time, is it in here? How does it work?
Last time you just did the sidewalk. That's in there for sure.
The sidewalk on the north side?
Yes.
Along Springfield, okay.
And then you made a recommendation for parking approaches being closed and taking access off of Lexington Park.
Right.
So that's been cleaned up.
What you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah, in there.
So I got that. Yeah.
And then further, you wanted some words regarding intersection of
Cumberland. Right. So that makes sense. That was good. Subdivision. Okay.
So subdivision.
Yeah.
So those two are
important. When do I do that?
We've asked that he rezone.
This is the rezone.
That's part of the final.
There's no ACG report. It's just in the front of the planner's report.
Where do I do this? Is it two or three?
It's right here. See, 1A is the same.
Currently, as it's still getting conditional use.
Yeah. Okay, where's the first part then?
This goes in the zoning agreement.
The zoning agreement. So that'll be like 7. Oh, and the 10% is where?
More of a donation. Item 4.
Okay, wait, let's just get back to this.
Aye. Unless the numbers have changed from my report.
If they wish, but usually it's when we call your name. So you just be registered for information. So that's not a problem. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. All right, but just thank you very much, Mr. Wan. And the gentleman just was inquiring whether he could change this from information to support, but we've already had the registration for information, so we're sticklers on that. But anyway, thank you. Was there anything else that you wanted to add at this point, Mr. Wan?
No, if there's any additional question that you want to post on us, I would be glad to answer. Other than that, we have done what you have asked us to do, and again, is a very positive outcome, and we felt the project is a very positive project for the church group and the neighborhood. And please keep in mind, this is a project that is not sponsored by any funding agency. This is going to be a nonprofit, privately funded project. The saving grace here is the land is available. The church group made the land available. So the number crunching is a challenge. It's not like a Manitoba housing project per se. We're not part of that program. We're not part of that Manitoba housing subsidized housing project program. This is all going to be sponsored by the church group. Yes.
Great.
So there's no strain on your tax base or any government agency for public fundings.
Great.
Okay. You saw what was brought forward in terms of this agreement between yourself and would you have any issue of it being attached as a schedule B or C or something?
No, I don't see any technical problem. Is an agreement mutually agreed between the two groups?
I see.
And just to give you the confidence that we have done what we have done, and
right.
That's the purpose. And also give the neighbor a little bit of assurance that we recognize this particular discussion rather than through time when there's a change of personnel.
I mean, again, this is an agreement between the two parties. I mean, I'd be
absolutely
comfortable attaching it as an exhibit, and then and delivering the intent of it through site plan approvals. And
yeah, I think the area council advice is probably a good one, because I don't think we can legally bind anything between two-party negotiation without the city administration. That would be my opinion.
That'd be.
So be filing for information. Okay, all right.
That would be part of the document.
Okay. Any other questions, Mr. Wan?
No, sir.
No, I'm good.
Oh, you're good? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did you have anything, Mr. Hunter?
I'd like to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred with the following amendments. First of all, the removal of number 4, that a 10% dedication be made by payment of a sum of money to the city. And so I'd like to move that be removed and the following numbers, following items be renumbered.
Okay. So you remove the land dedication.
Land dedication. Again, there will still be more extensive site improvements that are going to be a requirement, but there will be a cost associated with those. But I'd also like to add a 1B to the public service recommendation. That being that the developer shall pay The developer shall be required to pay on an area basis their share of the cost of improvements required at the Gateway and Lexington Park intersection based on the traffic impact study to be carried out for all of the development proposed within the area bounded by Gateway, Springfield, the Hydro Corridor, and the rear property line of the properties fronting on Burnett Avenue, as determined by the Director of Public Works. The city shall secure this obligation with a letter of credit. And I would also like to add a 2A7 that reads as follows, that the existing private approaches off Gateway Road shall be closed on demand by the city once an approach to Lexington Park becomes available, either through private agreement or by Lexington Park becoming a public right-of-way, and that the approaches off Gateway Road shall be removed and that the curb, sidewalk, and boulevard shall be restored at no expense to the city, as determined by and to the satisfaction of the Director of Public Works. The city shall secure this obligation with a letter of credit. Again, only at some future point. Sorry? Okay, sorry, this is a replacement for 2A6. So this is a replacement to the 2A6 that's currently written, not a 2A7. So again, at some future point, if Lexington Park becomes a public roadway, the connections from the church that are on Gateway would be moved to Lexington Park. Springfield connections are still good day one. Those are certainly required and necessary. The church property, I think, is a fairly small in terms of the entirety of that site. And if a traffic circle or signals are required there will be an obligation to the church and the building to make a proportional contribution towards that installation at some point in the future. So that protects what is likely going to continue to become a traffic problem in that vicinity. So that's what I move.
Okay. On the issue of the transportation cost charges, was that something that was included in the original report?
For the palace or for this application?
Yeah.
No.
So are they aware? Have you spoken to the applicant or?
No.
Okay.
Do you know what portion of the described site would the church property be? Do you have a rough idea?
No. How many acres? Do you know how many acres the total site is?
The church site?
No, the entire property. The entire
I don't remember off the top of my head.
I am.
Order. We're okay. Unfortunately.
Sorry.
Does the public service need to take a minute to talk to the applicant? Councilor Bawadi, I know you have a motion that's on the floor right now, but if they're able to help clarify your motion anyway, are you amenable to taking just a 5-minute recess?
Certainly.
Okay, so we'll move. We'll just lay the motion, stand it down. We'll have a 5-minute break to allow the public service to talk to the applicant. Okay. Thank you.